Welcome to the heart chakra and a little meditation to both connect you with your heart chakra and do a little cleanse. So when you're ready, finding a beautiful spot to relax, somewhere where you can be quiet and undisturbed. And you can bring along with you any crystals or any tools that you feel like you're connected with right now. You can either lie down or sit upright for this meditation. If you're sitting upright, sometimes it's good to just sit on a little prop so that your hips are above your knees, and that elevates and strengthens and straightens your spine. And let's begin by opening the palms and just allowing palms to face upward, open to receive. And let's roll the shoulders down the back so that the heart and the chest begin to open. And bring some white light into the space in a cylindrical ball. See that ball in the middle of the room or the space that you're in, beginning to spin in a clockwise direction. And as it spins, it gathers any lower vibrations of the space, elevating them to a higher frequency of light, clearing the space and aligning the space. And just intend that this little ball of light continues to elevate throughout the duration of the meditation. And you can choose to bring that white light down into your crown chakra and float it through your entire being, allowing the white light to infiltrate through every aspect of your physical being, every aspect of your auric field. Connecting also to the earth that we reside on through imagining and visualizing roots like roots of a tree exiting out of the soles of your feet and planting down into the structure of the earth. And as it does, you can feel and see the earth energy moving up through those roots and into your being as well, connecting with that white light and grounding you into your light again and the space. And we're just going to focus our attention now at the chest. Just observe any sensations, feelings that you feel around that torso area. Maybe even up to the upper chest, that décolletage area, just observing. And also the back of the torso, that upper middle back. Do you feel any tightness or tension, or are any images beginning to float in already? Again, just trust what you see, knowing that if it feels like your imagination, that is okay too. And are there any colors that you can feel around that chest area? Any colors that come to mind? And if you do see colors, how are they shaping around that chest? Do they feel more faded or more vibrant in certain parts of the chest? How far out through the auric field do you feel like they come? we're going to tune in and see where your current heart chakra is and what it looks like. So I want you to imagine right in the middle of your chest a cylindrical ball of light. And again, first and foremost, how do you see that light? How does it initially present itself to you? Is it small? Is it big? Is it colorful? Is it dull? Does it feel dense or light? Is it spinning? Like you to visualize a little seed within this cylindrical ball of light. And you see the seed crack open. And with the white light that you've infiltrated through your being, it begins to feed and nourish and water that seed. So it begins to open and turn into a beautiful lotus flower. And this lotus flower will either be a beautiful pink or even a lovely green, soft green color. And as the lotus opens, you can feel the energy clearing and cleansing all around that chest cavity, out the front and the sides of the torso as well as the back. As you sit in this space with a cleansed and clear heart chakra, let this be your intention and your focus this week to continue to open that heart chakra. And you can do a couple of exercises for just a few minutes a day, or even just once a day if you can roll up a towel or if you've got a bolster. And you can either lie on that bolster with it directly down your spine and your arms either side, just floating and allowing that chest to open. Or you can do it horizontal, sitting it just below the scapula and allowing the heart to open up that way. And for those who are more experienced, you can go into fishbow pose this week. Or even after a yoga practice, if yoga is a regular thing for you, you could go all the way up into wheel, opening up that heart chakra. Even half wheel. And begin to journal along the way as well. So whatever comes up for you in this heart chakra will be often subtle, like all good love vibrations are. They don't yell. So begin to journal the thoughts and the feelings that you may have this week now that you've begun your journey of opening up that heart consciously. And you can enjoy this space however long you like to. Love and light.